Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 10, Directing. This is yet another chapter which is a compromisation, or you can say it comprises of vertical process. Now we all understand what do we mean by vertical process. Vertical process means information or message coming from top down or at times bottom up. So vertical process is wonderful concept because it makes streamlining, it makes a scalar chain concept. And most importantly, it creates a hierarchy that goes from step to step, one below the other and another below the another. That is how a streamlined process takes place and it functions in that manner. Now you can see there is a wonderful image which has been clicked over here on this particular occasion, where we can see that there is a head of the whole team which is directing some or other information to its team members. We can see there are 7 team members and one person who is giving delegation or directing the work. This is what needs to be done and this is how it is to be done. This is how directing, which is a vertical process, functions. In this chapter, we will be seeing how directing plays an important and a crucial role for sufficing the need and you can say implementing how business would function in the best possible manner. So let us see how this chapter goes ahead. Directing is a process of top-down approach. As I rightly mentioned a while ago, it is a top-down approach which goes from the top and goes to the bottom. And what comes from bottom up is more known as feedback. So it is a vertical process in which orders come from top for the subordinates to follow. So the things needs to follow from top and it will go hierarchical ways up from the superior version to the subordinate, from subordinate to the junior post. So that is the way how the information will flow on. Directing is a person-centric because it is revolving around person, human beings. That is why it is called as it is a person-centric approach. That's why we often see that one boss is very effective because of his proper direction and other one is not so effective because of his wrong way of handling things. So at times in companies when there are two bosses and one employee, there is a chance of miscommunication which makes the business in a haphazard manner. So that is why in companies when there is one boss, that is when the information is passed from one person, it goes down in a very streamlined format. It goes top to down in a very, very systematic process which makes things more directive way and constructive way. And that is the way how things are handled in systematic manner. Direction is a management function performed by top level officials of the management. So it is a performance of the business wherein it starts from the top level and goes to the bottom level management. Directing, though top down approach, is actually a two way approach. That is, orders from top to down and feedback goes bottom up. Now in many companies, say for example pharma companies, say for example FMCG products, say for example in cosmetic businesses, in any of such kind of businesses and many more businesses, when direction goes from top down, it is very important that the customer's feedback is then noted and the information passed from feedback from bottom to the top, which makes that how the output needs to be given, which also gives us the understanding that how business can give how business can revolve and give the output. Because of the fact that when the feedback is given, it also gives us the judgment that is business in proper format, is business giving the output as it is required, or it is just functioning in a haphazard manner. So that is where direction usually plays a very important role, as it is not just top down, it also has got a crucial function of bottom up approach, where the feedback goes from bottom and goes to the top, where strategies are designed and then goes back in the system below from top to bottom. Direction is necessary to achieve proper implementation of goals. If there is no proper direction, the goals cannot or can never be achieved. If companies, employees do not know where the company is heading towards, whatever you put in across, how much ever efforts you put in, you would never come to know where the business is going ahead. That is why we say that direction is necessary to achieve proper implementation of goals or the output. Direction consists of processes and techniques utilized in issuing instructions and making certain that operations are carried out as originally planned. So direction consists of a lot of processes, techniques, steps, tools, information which will be used for making certain that operations are carried out as originally planned. So how it was planned, is it been putting in the same way or not, If needs to be identified, it can be done so with the help of direction process. Because direction gives us understanding of output in a systematic and a planned manner. Let us see few principles, or you can say cardinal most important principles of directing. What does directing function upon? What is the area of direction and how it processes? So first principle of direction is harmony of objectives. Harmony means what? It synchronizes, it streamlines, it connects the business how it needs to be connected. So harmony of objectives. Direction should be such that individuals can integrate their objectives with organization objectives, which means direction should be done in such a way wherein the input and the output should be accordingly sufficed and been made. So it should suffice that how input and output should be made. So harmony, which means what? Synchronization. Harmony means what? How connected they are as far as the objective is concerned. So one of the principle of direction is that when the objectives is designed, when the objectives is followed in across, all the departments needs to know how it functions. Like I'll give an example. Say for example, company decides that they are going to function in a week instead of morning 9 to 5, now 9 to 6. If this information has to be passed across, then it should go in the right direction from top to the bottom. Who are the key decision makers? Who are the people who will transmit the message to his own team? Needs to be properly identified. That is why we say that one of the principle of direction is harmony of objectives should be there. Next principle of directing is maximum individual contribution. So direction principle, another cardinal important concept is that it should be maximum involving individual contribution, which means individual should put more efforts, then the direction will be in proper place. It is, direction is not for just the group or one of the days. It is mostly for, mainly for making sure that the individual processes the thing in systematic manner. The management should adopt a technique of direction which enables maximum contribution by the members. So if the group is involved and direction is given, then every individual needs to contribute. Every person needs to contribute. That is why it is more about individual contribution, which makes the group contribute and then accordingly takes the things ahead. Next important principle of direction is unity of direction or command, which means streamlining of command, streamlining of information, streamlining of direction. An employee should receive orders and instructions only from one superior. Now, if employee receives orders from three or four heads, it is more confusion. We all would have passed across through scenarios where multiple bosses are involved. When there are multiple bosses, it becomes very difficult for that employee to function. Say for example, what would you do in a scenario where you are reporting to a person who is a manager, and above the manager is, say for example, vice president. So you are supposed to report to manager, but sometimes the orders are given from vice president directly to you. Will you follow it or will you not follow it? Would you be interested to give the output or would you not be interested to give the output? What would you do? Yes, let me put up this question to you all. What would you do? Yes, tell me. Okay, tell me Vipul what you would do. Okay Vipul, great. Now what Vipul has suggested that I will not follow it. No, in such kind of scenario Vipul, you need to follow because he is your boss's boss. Okay, so what you can do is you may follow the information which is given, or you may follow the task which is given to you by boss's boss, but in consultation with your boss, informing him that this is what he has told me and this is what actually I am going to do. In consultation with your boss, if your boss says no or something is there, you can make sure that the information can both be connected with them and accordingly output could be given. But if you have two bosses, then it is very difficult for you to understand what needs to be done and what needs to not be done. That is where under the direction, one of the important principle is unity of direction or command. Another principle of direction is efficiency. That is how efficient or how output oriented work we can do. The subordinate should participate in the decision making process so that they would have a sense of commitment, so that they basically give the output. This will ensure implementation of decisions and will increase the efficiency of subordinates. So when they know what they are supposed to give the output, efficiency will also increase. If they don't know what they are supposed to do, then output wouldn't fall in place. That is why the principle of direction is more about efficiency based or output based. Another principle of directing is direct supervision. That is, the superior should have direct supervision of their subordinates. Managers should have direct relationship with their subordinates. Face-to-face communication and personal touch with subordinates will ensure successful direction. So it's very important that there is a proper hierarchy, direction is properly given, connection is properly there, bonding is properly there, in touch as far as the superior subordinate relationship is concerned, or employer-employee relationship, or you can say the hierarchical based relationship is concerned, should be so strong that they both are knowing each other in the best possible manner. That is where direct supervision plays a very important principle of directing. Next being effective communication. The superior must ensure that plans, policies and responsibilities are fully understood by the subordinates in the right direction. Whatever plans the superior designs, or whatever information superior gets from his superiors, needs to be followed properly by his subordinates. The reason why they need to ensure that they both are connected to each other, that is why is it so? Because when they both are connected to each other, they will be able to give the output. If they both aren't related or connected to each other, they will not be able to give the output. That is why it says that it requires effective communication amongst each other. If there is no proper effective communication, then direction wouldn't be in the best possible manner. So that is why effective communication plays a very important principle of directing. Next is issuing orders or instructions. An order is issued by the management as a tool for direction. An order can be issued only by a superior. The supervisor has the right to enforce this order over his subordinates. So another, you can see, principle of direction is what? Issuing orders or instructions. Whenever orders or instructions or informations are issued with command, it can be done only by the superior, because he has got not only the power but authority, responsibility and accountability to the superiors or to whom he has to report. So he has got all the powers to issue orders to his subordinates, and subordinates has got all the binding rules and regulations to follow as far as the domain of the business is concerned with regards to the achievement of goals or tasks, whatever the superior frames for the success of the business. So that is how the orders and instructions issued is one of the most critical, crucial, important principle of direction. So that is how the whole different principles functions. Let us see what are the good characteristics of a good order, which means what could be a good kind of information which would lead from top to the bottom. An order should be reasonable, not enforceable over subordinates. So it should be reasonably acceptable by the subordinates and not forcefully that you have to do it. Like for example, you had office in working hours from 9 to 5. Now you make 9 to 6:30 or 9 to 7 working hours and no weekly holiday as well. All the 7 days working. Earlier with 9 to 5, you had got one day working, one day holiday to be more precise. But now 9 to 6:30 or 7 o'clock working and only one day holiday. So you can reasonably balance by saying that we may have two weekly holidays, or maybe like first and third Saturday we may have a holiday, or second and fourth Saturday, and all the Sundays holiday. So you can reasonably try to balance so that it is acceptable. It should not be forcible that you have to do it. A clearly defined order should be easily understandable. So order given should be easily understandable. It shouldn't be made in a statement which is really confusing to follow and having no idea how it should be done. An order should be such that it facilitates the achievement of objectives of the organization. So order given is for making sure that the company can achieve something. It shouldn't be for the sake of just forcefully doing a particular task. An order should be complete in all respects. In all respects, all binding rules and regulations, order should be fulfilled. Order should be able to give the output. Finally, an order should encourage the subordinates to willingly accept it. So orders, when it is given, it should basically have the willingness to accept it, and it should command respect that yes, I am ready to fulfill the output as it is required. So that is how order should encourage the subordinates to willingly accept it. And based upon that, there are three techniques of direction followed by management. So we have got, based upon the three techniques of direction techniques. First is known as consultative direction. Consultative direction is a very you can say a fine design direction, which is usually in consultation with the subordinates, decision is taken and output is accordingly given. So consultative direction, the superior has consultation with his subordinates before issuing a direction. The consultation is made to find out the feasibility, enforceability and nature of the problem. So consultative direction is more about making the employee or subordinate knowing what decision is taken, having his 100% you can say agreement to that particular point, and then decision is taken. That is known as consultative direction. The second type of direction is free rein direction. Such a kind of direction is very, very authoritative, or you can say very, very diplomatically designed. The subordinate is encouraged to solve the problem independently under this technique of direction. The superior assigns the task in a general manner. The subordinates are expected to take initiative to solve the problem. So free rein is do as your own way. Don't come to me. Do on your own. A task is given, you are supposed to get it solved and don't get back to me. That is known as free rein direction. Example, the sales employee is given a target of selling 20 laptops. He is working in a laptop company. So he sells 20 laptops. And in one of the laptops, there was a service problem. So there is a situation wherein he can replace the laptop or he can't replace the laptop. So usually he needs to talk to his superiors for getting the decision. If the direction is based on free rein direction, then it is purely the employee who can take the decision. The subordinate can take the decision. Should he replace? He can get it repaired. Can he upgrade? What he can do for solving the problem? This kind of direction is known as free rein direction for solving the problem. Then next is autocratic direction. Autocratic direction is again a different kind of a direction concept that in which the superior commands his subordinates and his close supervision. So here in autocratic, do as I say. As I am saying, you are supposed to do it. That is known as autocratic direction. The superior gives clear and precise orders to his subordinates and acts accordingly. There is no way left to the subordinates to show their initiatives. So in none of these situations and areas they can interact, they can give their own suggestions. This is autocratic, in which do as I say. Mostly in lot of companies and the top level management, they have got autocratic direction, wherein at times they have got a concept wherein do as this is it, this is what you are supposed to do it. Don't discuss, don't argue, you are supposed to do it. This is the way to do it, and this is the way how we want the results. That is known as autocratic direction. So these are three different types of directions which we have seen. First being the consultative, where superior subordinate will consult and take the decision. Free rein, do as you want to do, no problem. Autocratic, do as I say, because this is what is required from you as an output. Next is the importance of direction. So why direction is important? Because of a few reasons. First is like direction initiates action. So when you direct, action takes place. And direction coordinates the group effort. So it ensures that there is proper group who is functioning, and when direction is shown, the group takes the business to next height. Direction ensures maximum individual contribution. So direction also ensures that how maximum people can participate, and each and every member in the team contributes for the company's growth and success. Direction reduces reluctance to put up with changes in the organization. So when direction is shown, if there is any changes which is there in the organization, then they wouldn't reluctantly say no, deny, because direction is shown and they have to abide to the direction, as this will give the output as per the requirement of the business. Direction provides stability and balance in the organization. So direction also gives us stability, streamline, how business can slowly and steadily grow for success or failure, whichever ways. So direction provides stability to the organization, that stably let the organization grow. Direction helps to achieve the objectives of the organization. So whatever organization has got the objectives, if it has to achieve it, it can be achievable if proper direction is being shown. So overall, if you see, direction is basically top down or bottom up, but mostly it is for the betterment of the organization. Direction gives a lot of importance to the team effort, because this is what can make the company grow, or you can say direction basically makes the business identify that where company has to reach over a period of time based upon the vision which the management or the founder has visualized for the company to grow. So finally, in this chapter, I believe you all have understood that direction is more about showing the path, showing the place, way, mechanism, or the roadmap where the employee needs to focus and run across for achieving the output. I hope you understood the direction chapter best possible manner. And this direction, if you follow for learning this chapter and subject, it is going to be beautifully crafted for your application of subject matter principles of management. That's all from my end, friends. Thank you.